Blog Talk Radio.
Myself, I got too much echo going on. All right, so LJ, I can hear you. Moving you back and forth. All right, let's see. Well, I got to put you back over. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, everybody should be able to hear each other right now.
Okay. What's going on, Captain? Okay. How are you?
I'm here. What's going on, Dante?
What's going on, man?
Big brother. All right. All right. How do I sound to y'all right now?
You sound clear.
Oh, yeah, pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a headset that's actually connected directly to my phone. But what I will be using is a noise counseling headset. It's a trucker
okay,
headset.
Okay.
I think y'all seen me wear that before.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Is that Fifi?
That is Fifi.
I knew that from Yes, Indeed.
Okay, well, I got everybody on here, so let me introduce y'all.
Hi, Dante.
The deep voice that y'all hear.
It's Mama CJ. Beepy Mama.
Coley.
Oh, Colin.
Has it been?
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Hey, President.
How are you, ma'am?
Everybody say hey to Dante. That's my big brother.
Yo,
how
y'all
Dante,
going?
How are you, sir?
How you feeling, man?
Good.
Doing real good. Doing real good. Pastor Zane, everybody know Pastor Zane. That's my spiritual father. Y'all already know.
Well, yes, sir.
And then LJ, he's my big brother.
How you doing,
sir? How's everybody doing tonight? I'm good, man. Good, you?
Good.
That's
all right,
hard.
Well.
Oh, man, any better, I'd be you.
Oh, man.
When y'all heard that music playing, was it loud? Was it too loud? How did that sound?
It was kind of a little mellow at first, but then at one point it sounded like it got louder.
Okay, yeah, I moved it up just a little bit more.
Okay.
The headset that I'm using don't really give me a true sound. I'm gonna have to get me some better headphones, but that's for down the line. I just want to make sure that when I am playing music, the music doesn't overpower me at any point in time, because there's gonna be certain points of time that. Well, I know you can't see it now, but I'm gonna show you when you come back over here. Like I wanna. There's certain songs or a certain song that I wanna play as we speak. Maybe like during the beginning of the intro and the outro. Maybe like right before a short break. You know what I'm saying? To allow the music to kind of come in and kind of fade in and fade out. I wanna make sure that music doesn't overpower. The chat or the talk.
Yeah.
Now see how I have everybody talking right now? Normally it wouldn't be like that. Normally everybody would be able to hear, but you wouldn't be able to talk unless what I would do is during a song break or during any type of break, what I would do is, or the person that's controlling the board, they would hit they would actually cue you in and you would be able to have a one-on-one conversation with that person while the show is still going on and nobody will be able to hear it. So that would be the screening process. So normally we wouldn't be able to talk like this. But I just want to kind of test this out. They've changed the programming board so much. I was like, what is this? All right, I'm going to mute. Let me see. All right, well, I'm going to let everybody know what's going on, why I have y'all on the phone, so y'all can go back to doing what y'all are doing. So basically what this is just a pilot test, just to test out what's going to happen for the future. And what's going to happen is Gospel Talk Radio is coming back on air. We're going to go back on air. We haven't come up with a schedule yet. But basically, this is going to be open discussion over scripture. This is not going to be your traditional Bible class or Bible study. This is going to be a chance to have open discussion on everyday Christian life without argument, first thing first. But it's going to give everybody an opportunity to discuss scripture and where we get our beliefs from and why we walk the way we walk. And we want to give people, other people who may not have a relationship with God, an opportunity to hear Christians talk to one another so that we can spread this word in a non-traditional way. You know, a lot of people feel like as we've gotten so traditional, we have to be in the pulpit to talk to people, and we don't, you know. So I want to be able to use this show to give everyone a chance to speak a truth God's truth. But for the most part, we should be able to get people to call in and just talk and ask questions. And again, it's not your traditional Bible study. So what do you think about that?
Sounds good to me, bro.
Sounds good.
Hey, Joseph.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a beeping. What is that?
That's Fifi's cooking pot.
Okay.
Right. And that would be that's another issue as well. Not issue, but that would be another thing that we'd be faced with the show. With me being on the road, I would have to make sure that I'm not moving, or at least using canceler headsets that will take away the background noises.
Yeah.
So that way you're not muffled, because the radio show itself is also being recorded, so it can also be a podcast as well. The number that you guys are called in on, that would be the number that you would give to people, and that would be the number that people can call in and listen to the show live, or if they want to go, if they're on the internet, they can also listen to the show on the internet as well. So if they just go to blogtalkradio.com /onefreeman. Well, I'm gonna change the show, but I'll give you guys the link to the website where people can go to the website and listen to the show and listen to previous archives as well. So people won't be able to say, oh, I can't listen to the show, I'm going to be driving. Well, they can call in and just listen. If they have internet connection, they can listen to it live or on archive on the internet as well. So there's multiple ways to listen to the show. Yeah, man.
All right. Well, that's a good deal.
All right, bro. Hey, I appreciate y'all so much.
I'm gonna get back to my other call, but I would like to pray over this before you start.
Most definitely. Go ahead, Dan.
Father, we come to you now in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, agreeing with your word that this is the day you've made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, you said, despise not small beginnings. We thank you for that is being released by Joseph. We ask, Father, that you bathe it with your anointing, with your power, with your glory, that it morphs into something more than exceedingly he can think about or even ask. Father, use him, use them, use us as we prepare for this end time harvest to get us ready to meet you face to face. And because it's you, no man receives any glory, but the Lord Jesus alone has all preeminence, praise, and will be lifted up. And it's in that name we pray, we thank you, we call it done. We thank you for giving witty ideas, witty inventions, that people will be drawn as Jesus is lifted up. And we bless you now and give you praise in advance. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, hey, guys, I appreciate y'all for calling in and just helping me out with this test. Pop, I'll talk to you later. And Dante, I appreciate you too, man. I'm going to call you in a little bit if you're not already asleep. I love everybody, all right? I'll talk to y'all soon, all right?
All right. All right.
All right. All right. Let's see. That's two drop calls. That's what I'm talking about. Well, for the most part, we know that everything is working just the way that we want it to work. We're going to try to play this song here.
I'm out there. It's gonna be a long time coming. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, it is. All right, so we're gonna end this episode. Mm-hmm.